It is good that you and I can be once again in a service on Sunday morning, and it is good that we can come together as a body of believers to encourage one another, to lift one another up, and to know that as we pray for one another, that we are strengthening one another through the power of prayer and through the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have your Bibles today, I want you to hold them up high. That's the sword of the Spirit. We want to look in Psalm 78. We were there just last week. We're going to be there again a little bit this week. Psalm 78 and 38. And we want to look at this scripture here, Psalm 78 and 38. We want to welcome those today that are watching live. My prayer again is there something that for something that I can say to you and your family to encourage you as we get into God's Word today. But we're looking from the Old Testament, Psalm 78, 38 through 39, as we will look at this. The title of my message today is Compassion in Action. Compassion in Action. We as Christians and we as believers need not to forget that we are to have compassion for those that are around us, to have compassion for the lost, because folks, we're living in a lost, dying world, and Jesus has commanded us in Matthew chapter 28 for us to go out and to reach those with the Word of God and to reach those with the gospel of the good news. But in the process of doing that, we've got to remind ourselves that we've got to have compassion. And unfortunately, I've buried more people than I've married people in my ministry. And through this week, I had to bury someone here from our church. And compassion falls in the line of those that have lost their loved ones. And compassion is something that we've got to have in our DNA as Christians. And a lot of times, if we're not careful, we won't let compassion come from our hearts, but we will kind of go through the motion of life and act like that we have compassion when deep down we may not have compassion. We may have a front that we may put out there to let people know that we have compassion. But folks, I want you to know today, the Apostle Paul reminds us that we must examine our ways and examine our hearts and see if we are of the faith. And if we are of the faith, we need to know that compassion is part of our faith. That you've got to have compassion for those that you come in contact with, especially with those that are less fortunate. You've got to have compassion for people. Jesus said that when you've done it unto the least of these, you have done it unto me. And so with that, we need to understand that compassion is very important in our walk with the Lord. If you tell me that you love the Lord and you're serving the Lord and you don't have compassion, my friend, you might need to check yourself. You need to examine yourself, because if you are in Christ and you are a Christian and that you claim to be a disciple and a servant of the Lord, you've got to have compassion on people, even when people are not living right, even when people are not doing what you think they need to be doing, or they're not doing this or not doing that. That still does not change us of us not having compassion on people, because Jesus loves all. He may not like what everybody's doing, but Jesus still loves people, and He still wants people to come to Him and that they can be set free. But compassion is part of our DNA that we need to understand. And I'm going to show you today a few passages of Scripture here about how compassion needs to take place in our hearts and our lives. Psalm 78 and 38. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquities and did not destroy them. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered, look at the scriptures here, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a breath that passes away and does not come again. Let me read this again because I want you to get this today. Psalm 78 and 38. But he, God Almighty, being full of compassion, God is, forgave their iniquities and did not destroy them. And yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that there were but flesh, a breath that passes away and does not come again. Now I want us to look at this a little bit. Here is God Almighty, as the psalmist is writing, as he's giving the vivid description, that God, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquities, that there again, that you'll never begin to understand, I'll never begin to understand, you know, how unsearchable are his ways. They are far past finding. His thoughts are not your thoughts. His ways are not your ways. You're not on his level. And yet he was full of compassion and saw that the children of Israel, saw his people were not acting right and doing right. He could have destroyed them. He could have just annihilated them. But with compassion, he did not destroy them. And that his anger, because of what was going on, had not took them away and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh. Now I want you to know today that God is a God of great compassion. God is a God of love, but I also want you to know that God is a God of just. And God in time will have to place judgment, because that's God. But I want you to know today that while the Holy Spirit is upon this land and while the Holy Spirit is here on this earth, God is lenient and he's wanting to draw everybody to him. And you may well say, well, Pastor, how is he doing that? He's doing that by opening up the churches. He's doing that by us as believers sharing the good news. He's doing this as we are become his mouthpiece and as we become the ambassadors of the representation of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are sharing good words out to others, letting people know that Jesus loves them and that Jesus is not, as you've heard me say, he's not a God in the heavens with a billy bat ready to knock us out and to destroy us, but he loves us because we have been created in his image to serve him and to worship him. So therefore, he's not wanting to stamp out what he's created, but what he's wanting us to do is to come to him and for us to live for him and to share with others about the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible lets us know, as the psalmist numbers God's blessings to Israel, Israel was delivered from slavery. The Red Sea opened up to save them from Pharaoh's army. They were led by cloud during the day and a fire at night. Water flowed from a rock in the desert to quench their thirst. Manna fell from heaven to provide them with the food of angels. Yet God's people failed in spite of all of His faithfulness. He still didn't destroy them. But there were some things that they had to go through. There were some lessons that they had to learn. There were some struggles that they had to deal with. There are times that we will deal with struggles even through compassion. There'll be some issues that we will deal with through compassion. In other words, it's almost like when you try to help somebody out, you want them to kind of get out of their situation, but it seems like they go right back in the same situation again. And you go like, well, I just helped them out, but they haven't learned their lesson. And there's a lot of times that people haven't learned their lesson for the first time. There's things that people don't quite get yet, but yet you still have to have compassion towards them and give them to God. How many has ever made a mistake in their life? I've made a mistake in my life, many mistakes in my life. And through my mistakes, I have learned from my mistakes. In other words, I don't want to repeat the same thing over again because I struggled through the things that I should not have done. There's decisions that I have made that I have struggled through, but I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you'll help me get out of this, of what I'm in, with your help, Lord, I'm not going to get back in it. And that's exactly how I pray. Lord, help me to get out of this so I don't get back in it. Why, Pastor? Because I learn from my mistakes, but yet God leans towards compassion. He's compassionate to those that love Him, and He's compassionate even to those that don't love Him, because that's the love of God. That's the grace. That's the mercy that God extends. God is not expecting anything back in return. He gave His one and only Son over 2,000 years ago that you and I would have life and have it more abundantly. That was the great compassion that God the Father had through His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, God's people failed in spite of His faithfulness. Their faith was small in spite of God's giving His all. Let me say it again. Their faith was small in spite of God giving His all. Psalm 72 and 32, in spite of this, they still sinned and did not believe in His wondrous works. They said good things about God, but didn't walk their talk. Let me say it again. They said good things about God, but they did not walk their talk. They did not walk out the faithfulness that God had as He had lenient to them. They didn't do anything in return. But the Bible lets us know in Psalm 78 and 36, nevertheless, they flattered Him with their mouth and they lied to Him with their tongue. Their hearts weren't right. They weren't right and they disobeyed God's word. But Psalm 78 and 37, for their heart was not steadfast with Him, nor were they faithful in His covenant. They deserved chastising. They deserved being corrected, but received compassion because God was compassionate. I want to go on a step further here a lot of times. A lot of times we're very short, maybe with our friends and our loved ones, because we feel like that they need to make a change. They need to do this now. They need to make this correction, or they're on the wrong path and they need to do this. And a lot of times we'll get frustrated and we'll get so upset. But here's the thing. A lot of times we can't do this physically. A lot of times we have to turn it over to the Lord spiritually. Because a lot of times if we put our hands on trying to correct everybody's problem, we're trying to correct everything around us, we will make a big mess of it. And a lot of times we'll exhaust all resources of everything around us and we'll pull God off of a shelf and say, God, I've done exhausted all my resources. Now I'm going to call on you. No, stop there for a minute. You don't call God in the last resort. You call God in the beginning of what's going on because He needs to know exactly what's going on in your life. And you say, well, He already knows. Yeah, but He wants to hear you tell Him. He wants you to have a personal communication and a personal relationship so that He will see your heart and that He will see how great of compassion that you have towards Him so that He can move in a mighty way in your family, in your friend's life. You must go before the Lord in prayer through compassion. Having compassion is saying, Lord, I fully surrender to your lordship. Psalm 78 and 38, but He, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Yes, many a time He turned His anger away, did not stir up His wrath, when we know that God could. But the question would be, what flows from compassion? What flows from compassion? I want to leave some points with you today. Forgiveness flows from compassion. Forgiveness flows from compassion. To forgive. To forgive. He, being full of compassion, God Almighty, forgave their iniquities because of compassion. Consider the compassion of Christ. Jesus had compassion on a hungry multitude and fed them. He had compassion on the hungry. Matthew's Gospel 15 and 32. Now Jesus called His disciples to Himself and said, I have compassion. Church, we've got to have compassion on the lost. We've got to have compassion on people. That's what separates us from the world. That's what separates us from others. We are in the world, but not of the world. But that's what separates, because nobody has compassion. A lot of times in our world, nobody has compassion. It's amazing. I was talking to one of my co-workers, said he was at Walmart, and this lady in front of him dropped her keys between the display center and the shelf there at Walmart, the register, and she couldn't get to her keys, so she was in a panic mode, and she had her granddaughter with her. And so he's standing behind her, and she's in a panic mode trying to get her keys. She can't get them because of where it's at, located. She just can't get her keys, so she's in a panic mode, and her little granddaughter's crying, and they're all upset. And so my coworker just says, where's your keys at? And she said, went between the display and the cash register. And he said, okay. He said, well, let's figure this out. So they begin to look, and then they had these grabbers that you grab trash up with. They went and got the grabber, and they grabbed the keys up and gave it to the lady. And the Walmart lady just looks at my coworker and said, why did you help her out? Why did you do that? And he responded and said, wouldn't you want somebody else to help you if you lost your keys? Wouldn't you want somebody to reach down and grab the keys out that you can't get to crank your car up with? Folks, that's a society that we live in. People are not wanting to help people. And people are not having any compassion. People are not wanting to slow down and stop. Nobody is wanting, everybody's wanting to be in their own world. I'll do what I want to do, be what I want to be, say what I want to say, go where I want to go, do what I want to do. That's the society we live in. And folks, we've got to be that church where we show the compassion. I didn't say take advantage of. I said show compassion. There's a difference when you show compassion and when you're taken advantage of. But when you show compassion and let them know that you're willing to help them out and move in a mighty way, then that's when God becomes God in your life. That's when God blesses you. That's when God strengthens you, when you show compassion with others. Why? Because God is seeing how compassionate are you to help someone else. Not to take advantage of, but to do what Jesus has asked you to do, to show compassionate and show Him, show the Lord that you are compassionate as well. Jesus, as the Bible lets us know, in Matthew 15 and 32, to have compassion on the multitude. Jesus had compassion on two blind men and restored their sight. Matthew 20, 34. So 34, Jesus said, had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed Him. After God healed and touched their eyesight, then guess what? They became followers. You don't know what God is going to do by showing compassionate, being compassionate towards others. It may cause them to know the Lord. It may cause them to want to know more about Jesus. Maybe you may be the only Bible that they'll ever see. Maybe you'll be the only Jesus that they'll ever see. They may not walk in the door of your church, but they see your life and they know how you love and they know the compassion that you have, and it shows them the love of God. Listen, the Bible lets us know that Jesus had compassion on a widow and resurrected her son. Luke 7 and 13, and when the Lord saw her, He had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then He came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried Him stood still, and He said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." He came forth. Remember the compassionate Christ on the cross. Let's go all the way back on the compassionate that Christ had even on the cross. He forgave those who cursed and crucified Him. Luke 22 and 34, then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And they divided His garments and casted lots, but He said, "Forgive them." He forgave a repentant thief during his last moments. This is how compassionate our Lord is. If our Lord was compassionate then, the Lord is compassionate now. And He's compassionate towards those that even love Him and those that don't love Him. He still has compassion. Listen, Luke 23 and 43, and Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Christ-like people are compassionate. The question today would be, how compassionate are you today? I'm not saying for people to take advantage of you. I'm saying, how compassionate are you to show the love and to share the love with others? Second point today, grace flows from compassion. Grace flows from compassion. The Lord did not destroy His people. Now, there has been things through the Bible, as we've read from Old Testament through New Testament, that we have read what God has done. He has turned His wrath on it, and He has destroyed. We know the flood came. We know the fire from heaven came down with Sodom and Gomorrah. I know there's a lot of things that God's wrath, but also God could have destroyed everything, but He didn't, because He had compassion. Listen, grace flows from compassion. Grace was extended to the undeserving. This applies to our own salvation today. God had compassion and saved you. God had compassion and saved me when I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life, made the profession of faith, repented, turned from my sins, accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. God had compassion through His Son Jesus Christ to save you and I today. Listen, this applies to our salvation. Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is compassion from God Almighty. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. You cannot work your way into heaven. You can only receive it through compassion of God's grace and mercy by faith, not of works, lest anyone should boast. It is a gift that God has given you. Why? Because He had compassion. The Lord turned away His anger. The Lord could have been mad with you. The Lord could have been mad with me. Not saved you or not saved me, but with compassion, when the Bible says, when our minds were not on God, when your heart was not with God, when you were doing what you wanted to do, act the way you wanted to act, God in His loving grace and mercy loved you enough that He would save you. Listen, this happened repeatedly. Grace is available to you and me every day. Our compassionate Lord extends grace to all. Why? Because we serve a compassionate God. Thank God we serve a compassionate God. Thank God that we don't have others. Others will try to judge us. Others will try to tell us what we are and what we're not. But thank God, God is your judge. God will be the ultimate judge in your life. Our compassionate Lord extends grace to all. Third, understanding flows from compassion. Understanding flows from compassion. Understanding flows from compassion. Psalm 78 and 39, in my closing, for He remembered that they were but flesh, a breath that passes away and does not come again. God knows that you're flesh. God knows that you're human. God knows He sees your up and downs. He sees your faults. He sees your failures. He sees what's going on in our lives. He knows the temptations. He knows the tests that He gives us. But guess what? God has compassion on you. God has compassion on me. Why? Because He is love. He is love. Listen, He remembered that we were but flesh. God understands your weaknesses. He understands my weaknesses. Compassion makes redemption possible. Compassion makes redemption possible. Compassion takes the brevity of life into account. We're like a wind that passes away. James in the Bible says we are just like vapor. We're here today. We could be gone tomorrow, because life is nothing but a mere vapor. James 4 and 14 is that passage. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. What you do for Christ will last. Nothing else matters. What you do for Christ and how that you react And how that you respond and what you do will last. God's compassion brings hope to you and brings hope to me. God's compassion. The question would be today, how compassionate are you today? How compassionate are you today? You know, the Bible says for us to love our enemies. And boy, that's a hard pill to swallow. To love our enemies, to do good to them that despitefully use you. This is Jesus. This is his red letter edition. That's hard. That's a hard pill to swallow. But you know what? Our God has compassion. And if our God has compassion, then we are to have compassion as well. How compassionate are you today? And let me stress today, I'm not saying to be taken advantage of. There are times, as we as Christians, sometimes we're taken advantage of. And I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about how compassionate are you? Do you have a heart? Are you willing to give your heart? Are you willing to lend a hand? Are you willing to just pray with somebody? Are you willing to encourage somebody? Are you willing to just sit and not say anything and let someone just talk to you? I think a lot of times we talk ourselves to death because we just like to hear ourselves talk. But sometimes God just wants us to be quiet and just let somebody talk. Give somebody room to just have enough compassion on them, to love them, you know, I think about this, and I'll say this in my closing. My wife is keeping our nephews. We have two nephews, and one is 2 and 3, and they can get on your last nerve, but my wife, I guess, is learning to have some compassion because she's more compassionate than I am to a certain degree, even though I love them. But I don't know, I guess it's because of that mother's love, the nurture of a mother. A mother can handle a lot with their children a lot more than a father can. And it just seems like that they've just got so much love, you know, and I guess that's why mothers are so special. You know, that's why mothers, they just have that motherly instinct. And having the patience and just having compassion. That's how I look at it, having compassion. And that's what a mother's love is. But I do know that we need to be reminded that we do need to have compassion on each other. Why? Because Jesus has compassion on you. He has compassion on you. And God could have stamped every one of us out of here today and could have wrote us off and said, that's it. It's over. Never no more to be connected with me. But thank God he sent his son. And thank God he had enough compassion to send his one and only son to go through what he did so that you and I would be compassionate to others. And thank God for a compassionate God. Stand with me across the building today.